95.7 Ben FM presents Her Story with Kathy Romano.
Welcome to Her Story. I'm your host, Kathy Romano. My next guest is the founder of Eat Your Way to Wellness, has culinary medicine training, and is launching a cookware brand on QVC. Jessica DeLuise understands how difficult change can be and focuses her medical practice on helping individuals learn how to make practical changes in their nutrition. She says food is the foundation for good health, and by choosing quality ingredients can make you look and feel your best. Jessica, thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Kathy. I'm happy to be here.
Eat Your Way to Wellness is a medical practice?
So we're an integrated medicine practice. And before we push, you know, supplements or medicines or anything like that, we always focus on food. It always comes back to what are you eating? How can we give you some nourishment through food? And then we kind of backpedal for the rest of it.
And where is your office located?
East Norridon, Pennsylvania.
How did you come up with this idea? And when did you turn it into a business?
That's actually a very complicated question, but we'll answer it. So I have a master's degree in health science. I'm a practicing physician assistant, and I practiced down at Jefferson in Philadelphia and then at Urgent Care. And I realized that I would see people in the hospital over and over and over again. They would come in for these lifestyle related problems, hypertension, diabetes, congestive heart failure. And then they would leave and they really didn't have the tools they needed to prevent their next hospitalization. It was really frustrating. And so I realized people needed more guidance. And it was funny. I said this recently to somebody. I was frustrated for them, but I was frustrated because I didn't understand why they didn't get it. So then I was a patient. I was on the other side of that whole experience. And I was diagnosed with gastroesophageal reflux and 5 ulcers in my esophagus.
Oh, wow.
And going through that experience as a patient, the question of why was a little different. It was, okay, why am I not getting the education I need? Or why can I not eat these foods? You know, my doctor just said, all right, don't eat X, Y, and Z. Here's your medication. We'll see you in 6 months. And it's like, well, why? So that kind of planted the seed in my mind that I wanted to do something more to help people. And so that's really how Eat Your Way to Wellness was born in my mind. And I actually put steps and actions into action, literally, when we went through a home renovation 3 years ago and we had no kitchen, no bathrooms. Our whole house was gutted and we were in one bedroom for 8 months. And I really needed something to do. I really needed to get out of the house. And I watched way too much Food Network. And I thought, you know what? I could take what they're doing on Food Network and put my own spin on it and give people the why behind food and how it affects their body. And that's how we started.
So this is a fairly new business.
Yeah, about 2.5 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how is it going?
It's going wonderful. I left my full-time job in medicine, so I was fortunate enough to have enough clientele and enough experience and enough brand built with Eat Your Way to Wellness to do that. So now we see private clients. I have 2 registered dietitians, an integrative medicine doctor. If you go to your doctor and you get a slap on the bum and a prescription and you want something more, that's when you would come to us. We'd teach you all the tools you need to be a nice adjunct, a nice complement to all of the Western medicine that we know.
So instead of solving it with medicine, maybe changing your lifestyle a bit so that you can live medicine free?
Yeah, medicine free or only using medicine. You know, it's integrative. So only using medicine when you absolutely need to, because there is a time and a place for that. I'm not saying stop all your medicines because that can be very dangerous. But if I give you medicines and supplements and you're spending money on them and you don't correct the things that you have control over, then what use is that?
So talk a little bit about the type of services that you offer your clients.
So we do integrative medicine consults. So basically we look at your chronic diseases, your symptoms, what you're hoping to gain from that experience. So is it weight loss? Is it decreasing your medications? Is it just learning some more recipes that you can make for your family? So we do offer integrative medicine consults. So if you want to take an integrative approach, combining lifestyle and food with your medications, we would do that all within that consult. If you need a little bit more meal planning, portion control, et cetera, you would see our registered dietitians, and everything that they do is virtual. So you can be in your PJs and get a consult done, which is great. And then if you need a little more, we can actually bring you to the grocery store, help you walk through the aisles, look at labels, look at additives, and put into action what we recommend that you do.
So you'll go grocery shopping with
people? We grocery shop. Isn't that so much fun, though? But really, that's what you need, because it's if we give you papers and you don't have time to read them, we can show you. We can bring you around the grocery store and actually show you what to do.
If you're doing some work solely online. It doesn't matter where people live. They don't have to be in the East Norriton area.
Absolutely. Our registered dietitians will see people all over the entire country. So you're not limited to our geographic location.
Okay. Well, what if you're going grocery shopping with somebody? What's the limits there?
About 60 minutes.
What is a culinary medicine certification?
Okay. So culinary medicine certification, that is actually relatively new in the grand scheme of things. And it really is the future of medicine. It's taking an approach just like I do with food, but using that for medicinal purposes. So are we looking at anti-inflammatory foods for joint pain? Are we looking at, you know, foods that can affect your reflux and things to avoid? Foods that can ameliorate your hypertension, your congestive heart failure, your coronary artery disease. So really having the tools and the education for practitioners, so PAs like myself or MDs, to integrate that into their practice. I was fortunate enough to find this program at Tulane University, and I will take my exam in a few short months here.
And then you'll get the certification.
Exactly right.
I tell a lot of my guests this who come in and talk about similar topics, but I think you would get along great with my mom. She eats no processed foods. It has to grow somewhere. And she thinks water is the cure-all to everything.
It's funny. I had a patient tell me last week that water will rust your pipes. I was like, no. Drink your water. No, it's true. And if people can just realize that, and a lot of what we do is practicality. So it's not that you have to source these ingredients or grow them in your backyard and go above and beyond and really put a lot of time and effort and money into it. No, it's just about eating what you like. And then how can we look at all the ingredients and make them a little less processed? So a common complaint I get is kids with chicken, like who love chicken fingers, right? Well, how do we make that breading a little bit better for them? So we talk about flax seeds and oats and things that you can put on the foods that you already love, but it's practical. It's what you like. You know, we're not reinventing the wheel. We're just changing it up a little bit.
Do you offer recipes or suggestions like that?
Oh, yeah.
People can get it on your website?
We have recipes on the website, but as part of my integrative plan, there's pages of recipes. There's food lists, shopping lists. I mean, we really try to go above and beyond to give you the tools that you really need to integrate this type of lifestyle into your daily habits.
What's your website?
EatYourWayToWellness.com.
And I'm assuming you're on social media as well?
Yes. Facebook.com/EatYourWayToWellness or Instagram is EatYourWellness.
You do some TV work. People can find you on 6ABC and on QVC as well.
That's right. Yeah, this is really exciting. So because I think I'm a healthcare provider and there's a lot of people out there talking about food, it's hard to know what's correct, what's true, and how to really tease it all out. So I think that's part of my success. So I'm able to contribute content to 6ABC regularly. And I just launched Calphalon on QVC this past week, which is huge. And it's a great brand. And it all is part of, are people cooking at home? Are they making their own meals? And this is just another tool to do that. I'm really excited about that.
I hate my pots and pans.
Oh my
right
gosh.
Now.
Get Calphalon. This is not a plug. They're not paying me, I promise, but it's a great brand.
So what is it that's offered on QVC that's different than what you could buy online or in the store?
Well, the prices are fantastic on QVC, so that's for sure. And Calphalon specifically as a brand, they have recipes on their website. So you can go on, look at their recipes, and they tell you what pots and pans to use. So that sometimes helps a little bit because you never know if you have the right size or the right shape or whatever. But yeah, it's just the prices are really the best that you're going to find.
I can't believe in today's world and all of the advances in everything out there that I still have pans that things stick to. Like,
oh,
how is that even possible?
Kathy, oh my goodness, I know. And that's all about, you know what, that's all about sometimes technique too, is are you searing it correctly? And because you know meat will stick until it's seared. Do you know that?
Listen, okay. I don't cook.
Oh, okay. All right. Maybe we'll get you there.
I need a lot of help in the cooking department.
Okay. Maybe we'll get you there. Here, we'll bring it full circle. Sometimes you need the tools in your kitchen, but you also need the tools in your lifestyle to implement these things. So if you don't have the right tools at your disposal, you're really never going to be successful.
Well, and speaking of not cooking, it really kicked me in the butt this weekend because I ordered out and I got food poisoning. And I was in bed for 24 straight hours. The only time I moved was to run to the bathroom. So I spent most of the night in the bathroom hovering over the toilet and didn't move for the entire next day. It was terrible.
That's horrible. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. How are you feeling now?
Stomach still feels like gross, yucky a little bit, but the worst of it has passed. I mean, the headache afterwards, because I was completely dehydrated,
of course,
was awful. It was the worst headache I've ever had.
And your mom was probably like, drink your water.
Well, and I was trying. I would take little sips. And yeah. I mean, for a while, it was all still coming back up. If I would have just cooked in my house, I probably would have been okay.
Yeah. And you know what? It's not, you don't have to do it 24/7, 7 days a week, right? That's another conversation I have with my patients. Is there something you really love that you order out? Okay, fine. But, you know, 9 times out of 10, you better be on point and you better be making your own meals.
Now, Thanksgiving is coming up, and people kind of use that as an excuse to indulge and eat whatever they want. It's Thanksgiving, it's Christmas, all of the holiday parties. People use that as an excuse and just kind of go all out, forget about health, forget about their diet, forget about their way of eating. But that's not really the best thing to do.
Probably not. I feel the same way about the holidays that I do when people have cheat days. You're eating so many, I mean, thousands and thousands of calories. You're going to feel terrible the next day. Think about the sodium, the saturated fat, the processed food that you're eating. So here's what I suggest to a lot of my patients. Fill half your plate with veggies. I mean, that is easy. You know, you have Brussels sprouts, green beans, sweet potato. Fill half of your plate with that. And then that's half of your plate less than you're filling up on the mashed potatoes, the gravy, all that other stuff that's really calorie laden and sodium laden, right? So if you do that, you're going to be great. Drink a glass of water before your meal. There
you go.
Mom. Drink a glass of water before your meal. That helps to put some volume in your belly so that you fill up a little faster. And then you may want to have all of the desserts. Okay, fine. But have one dessert on Thanksgiving, maybe one the next day, and space it out. You don't have to have 10 desserts or 10 plates of food right then, right there. There's always leftovers. You would have it the next day. You could spread it out. And that's probably the best way to go about Thanksgiving.
Do you have any specific ideas, specific recipes that people can make to kind of make the sides healthier?
I just did this morning talk show in Virginia, and I made a browned rice stuffing. So instead of bread, which is a refined carbohydrate, right, just swap in the carb for a brown rice or quinoa. You can still use like an organic sausage, your mirepoix, right, your carrot, celery, onion, your garlic, your broth. All those things are great, and they add a lot of flavor, but just swap out the main ingredient, that refined carbohydrate. If you start to think about your meals that way, it becomes very easy. So sweet potato casserole. Maybe use a little coconut sugar instead of maple syrup, and use organic marshmallows instead of the regular, right? So you're enjoying the foods that you already like and you love, but you're just making these little switches.
That's a good idea. And I really do love the tip of filling half of your plate with vegetables first. So kind of put that on your plate first, and then you're less likely to take more of the other stuff.
Exactly. At simplest, it's a space issue, but you're getting more fiber, more nutrients, more water weight, right? So you're actually nourishing your body through that meal.
If you could give one bit of advice to the listeners today, what would you say to them?
It's not about dieting. It's not about cleanses. It's not about detoxing. If you want to get well and you want to make changes, it's about committing to that lifestyle. But it's never about eliminating things. I truly think if you go and eliminate everything, you will never be successful. You'll have FOMO. Look at your day. Look at what you're eating. Look at your favorite meals. And just make changes to make them a little bit more nutrient dense. And I think that's the biggest tip I can give somebody, because you want to be successful. We want to be well. We all want to lose weight probably, but feel better, right? Less bloated, less joint pain, sleep better, et cetera. So if you could just choose some things, some simple things, some simple changes that you can translate throughout your entire day, that's the best way to stay on course, to make a better change for your lifestyle, for your wellness.
I would imagine that you practice what you preach and you're a healthy eater. Are you a vegan or a vegetarian or anything like that?
No, I'm not. I eat a little bit of everything. I think that's just my Italian heritage coming through. I eat a little bit of everything, but I do source it in the best quality that I can find it. So if I'm going to have beef, I'm going to have a grass-fed, grass-finished beef. It's not all the time. I'll tell people that too. We live in 2018, right? I cannot be perfect. No one can be 100% all the time. That's for sure. But 90% of the time, I'm choosing a quality ingredient.
If you're going to indulge, or if you are going to take a treat, what will it be?
Bagel. I love a good New York bagel with cream cheese. Yeah.
My family's on Long Island, so we're obsessed with the bagels.
Okay. I don't care what anyone says. I don't care where you are. There's nothing like a New York bagel.
Oh, absolutely not.
No.
When can people see you on 6ABC?
Okay. So 6ABC.com, you could just search weekly wellness tip and all of the previous tips will pop up.
Okay. And then what about QVC?
QVC, I don't know when the next date I am going down there, but I will post on my social media. So if you follow me on Instagram, I'm certainly going to post it there and let everyone know.
If somebody wants to make an appointment with you, what's the best way for them to do so?
Being that my practice is my own, you could always call me 484-531-2130. And you can find all of our services and some more information on eatyourwaytowellness.com. Through there, you could also put an inquiry right through the website.
And also follow Jessica on social media, because you post a lot of great things.
Recipes, tips, pictures, definitely.
Thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks, Kathy.
If you'd like to find out more about what Jessica DeLuise has to offer, go to her website. It's eatyourwaytowellness.com.
This is Her Story with Kathy Romano on 95.7 Ben FM.
Black Friday is next week. And if you're into the deals and going out shopping, you're going to want to stick around for today's Her Story guest. Known as Mama Cheap's, Devin Weaver has created the largest, most in-depth overview of Black Friday deals that I have ever seen. You can search the exact item you want, and she tells you the best place to purchase it for the best deal. She says she'll help you save money on the things you have to buy so that you can have money for the things you want to buy. Devin, thanks for stopping by today.
Thanks so much for having me.
So before we get started on Black Friday, we were talking actually on the Preston and Steve show this morning, and the guys were shocked that you're local.
I am local, born and raised, Bucks County, Pennsylvania, the tiny hamlet of Hilltown, which is just north of Doylestown.
Sure, of course. Are you familiar with my fall activities list and holiday activities
list? I am.
List?
You have some very good choices
on
there.
So there's a lot out in Bucks County. I grew up in Bucks County, so I do head out that way often for some of my activities.
You know what? My family loves to travel, and every year when we come home from whatever trip, we always say, oh, home is like the best, because it really is.
How did you start with couponing and being a social influencer?
Well, believe it or not, this goes back almost 10 years. I was just a regular old mom, brand new mom. My daughter was born. I was on maternity leave. I was actually a teacher. I wouldn't say that I was bored, but just looking for a hobby. And at the same time, I really just couldn't imagine going back to work at the end of my maternity leave. So that
meant, happens to a lot of moms.
Yeah. I was really feeling that I was so torn. And I knew that there was no way that we were going to make that happen if we tried to go from we were a two income household for sure. It was going to take a lot of budgeting, planning, couponing. And this was before the days of, you know, the extreme couponing shows. You really had to get out there and do the research yourself and learn about it. So I did. And I started being one of those people that came out of the drugstore with 35 bottles of shampoo that they had basically paid me to take. My sister said, you should start a blog. And I did. And I thought my sister and my dad might be the only people who like read what kind of free stuff I got at CVS that week. But it was cool. It kept me busy. And before long, it just turns out that word of mouth and social media was in its infancy, but Facebook was just getting started. So word of mouth, I also taught some couponing classes. It just grew and grew, and here I am.
And so do you still do the couponing aspect of it?
I don't do it as extremely as I used to. I wish I had the time. That's really what it comes down to is time. But I still do a lot of bargain shopping and searching for the best deals online, hence Black Friday is my heyday. But that doesn't mean that I don't save on weekly. We still budget, you know, our groceries every week. And when I can use the coupons, I do, and I'll shop at, like, discount stores. It's just come down to, you can save money in every facet of your life, whether you're booking a vacation or you're buying groceries or you're just shopping for like the PS4 or the Nintendo Switch that your kids absolutely have to have. There's a way to save money almost all the time on all of that.
Okay, so before we get to Black Friday, discounts and finding a deal in general, you say that people can always find a deal, but how?
Well, the website is a great place to start because this day and age, you have everything from social media. You can follow certain hashtags. You'll have forums online where you can go. That's a good starting point. Sites like mine, I do year round. I search online. A lot of my deals these days have gone to online deals because that's where the shoppers are.
Of course. Those deals are being posted on your website. So if somebody goes to your website, they can find out where to get the deals.
Yep. If you head to my website and you go to mamacheaps.com, right at the top on the menu bar is a deals category. And you click on that and instantly you can choose between any number of online retailers to sometimes there are in-store deals that I'll post.
Let's get to Black Friday. Tell me how you even got started creating that Black Friday guide that you have posted on your website.
So that is something new this year. And my best recommendation is just finding sites like mine who put it all in one place because it can take hours to try to really find them across multiple sites.
So we'll let you take the hours and put it all together. So essentially what you've created is an entire spreadsheet of basically any item that someone would want, correct?
I do. And I do have a team that helps me compile the physical list.
Okay.
Then I go in, I personally add all the links and different details. What I'm going to start doing is pulling the information from that spreadsheet and doing dedicated posts on some of the most desired products.
I'll be honest with you. I looked at the spreadsheet and I was a little overwhelmed because there is so much stuff there. What is the best way to navigate through what you've created?
First of all, you can actually search it. If you do Control F, you can actually type in if there's a specific product you're looking for. I think you really need to approach Black Friday not as a, oh my gosh, it's on sale, I have to buy it all. Think about it realistically. Who are you shopping for? What do you need? And then think ahead to like the year. This is the best time of year to find some of those deals. So it really is the best time, if your budget allows for it, to start stockpiling gifts. Think about birthday parties and birthdays in the beginning of the year, maybe even Mother's Day, Valentine's Day. Get the deals on jewelry now that you know you're going to need come February. So for example, last week, there was a fantastic deal on Amazon on some kids' toys. And we're talking Play-Doh sets for $4, Mr. Potato Head for $5. Those are classic. My kid's invited to a birthday party. I don't really know the kid well, and I need a gift.
Right.
So those are the kind of things you just want to keep in mind. Don't get overwhelmed. Think about things that realistically that you need either for Christmas gifting or maybe a little bit beyond that, because the deals really are great to stock up on.
Okay, so that's my question, because I do get overwhelmed. And I think last year I kind of gave up. I didn't quite go for it because I wasn't sure that I was actually getting a deal. Do I actually have to go into the store? Do I have to go to Target on Thanksgiving at 6 o'clock when they open to get the doorbuster or to get the deal? Or can I stay home and get the same deal online, whether it be a few days before or on Cyber Monday?
While like enjoying your pie and like not leaving your dessert?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now. Yes, you can stay home. Because here's the thing people don't realize. First of all, almost all major retailers, their deals for Black Friday that now go live either Friday in store or Thursday evening in store, they are already live on their site Thursday morning. They might not tell you exactly when they go live, but every year we have an annual Thanksgiving Day breakfast with friends from high school, and they just know that I am going to arrive looking hungover because I've been up all night
looking for deals.
Looking for deals and posing them.
That's a different type of hangover.
Oh my God. The thing that people don't realize is even if a store lists something as in-store only doorbuster, I'm going to say 90% of the time, if you get on that site early enough when the deals go live, there's at least a few. Like, you do have a shot at getting it, and you don't have to go to the store.
One of the places that I want to visit on Black Friday is Target. There's a couple of things that I saw on the Black Friday ad that came out, but they're having a deal in store, and I think it's 30% off of a Nerf blaster or anything Nerf or something like that. So do I go prior to Black Friday because it's 30% off, or am I jumping the gun and I'm going to get a better deal on Black Friday or Cyber Monday?
9 times out of 10. There are really good deals to be had in the weeks leading up to Black Friday. But Black Friday, yes, there are very good deals. Cyber Monday, holy moly, has really been blowing us out of the water the last few years, because I think retailers see it as an opportunity because they know that you're at work and you're online because you know that there are deals on there. So Cyber Monday is not to be overlooked. And then 2 weeks after that, there's something amazing called Free Shipping Day. And then there's like Green Monday.
And then isn't there Small Business Saturday?
There's Small Business Saturday, yes. So the retailers are pulling out all the stops. And the one thing to keep in mind is that, well, first, did you know that you can shop early at Target if you have a red card?
Yes, I do know that. So I got that email that said that you can shop
Wednesday.
Early. So I'm fully prepared to do that. I have a reminder in my phone to do that. But my question is, should I go and buy that product 30% off today, or is it going to be 50% off on Friday?
There's no actual way of knowing that. My recommendation is, if you feel that the deal is that amazing that you can't pass it up, buy it. And on Black Friday, if the deal's even better, buy that and return the first one.
Okay, but you know what Target does? If you buy two of the same product, when you go to return it, no matter what you return, they give you
the lesser price.
So I think it's kind of not fair, because I'm buying the second item because a week or 2 weeks or less than a week later, it's cheaper. I know a lot of stores, if you go in, if it's less than 2 weeks, they'll price match it. You just bring the receipt.
They will.
You don't even need
to bring
the item.
It's gotten easier to do that. And a lot of the stores will price match from circular to circular. And that's a big thing with Black Friday, too. Find that circular, print it out. Or a lot of times these days, they'll just let you show it on mobile.
And bring it into them.
And bring it in. And they will price match that.
And is each cashier trained or equipped to do that? Or is it like, now we got to get a manager and now we got to check and all that kind of stuff?
Honestly, for that kind of thing, I recommend just starting at customer service.
Okay.
I would like to say that
you
they're
really
all...
are an extreme couponer.
Really? Extreme online deal searcher. Is that like a thing? I don't know.
I think it is. And I'd be in your boat too, because I shop online all of the time, but I make sure to search for any type of coupon or any type of deal.
Always.
And I rarely, I would say like 5% of the time, will I ever pay for shipping.
Well, here's the funny thing. So I've seen these memes lately and they come out, and It's funny because it's true. You know, you're going to spend $300 on something
I'm
on a website.
I'm not paying $5 to ship it.
Right,
nope,
exactly.
I'm not.
You're not. It's like, can't they just absorb that in the price?
It's why I love places like Target, Walmart, Amazon Prime, Nordstrom, all of them that offer free shipping. I am more likely to buy from them than somebody who's going to charge me $2.99. I'm not kidding.
Right, and we all know that at the end of the day, they've absorbed those costs.
Somewhere.
Somewhere.
Yeah,
like,
but it makes me feel better, and I don't care. I'm not paying for shipping.
I know. I know.
All right.
I agree.
Let's talk specifics. What are the deals you know about that are on your spreadsheet that are just a great deal that people should really know about?
Well, time and time again, first of all, let's not overlook the gift card with purchase. And this is a broad, this isn't a specific product. The stores these days know that they have to outdo their competitors because it's getting harder and harder to like woo the shoppers. So you're going to be looking for deals that really offer the most bang for your buck, whether it's Target offering free gift cards in return for buying, or Kohl's is great with their mail-in rebates. In the last few years, Target has offered on Cyber Monday 10% off of Target gift cards.
Wow. So if you buy a gift card, you get 10% off. Okay, that's
and what 5% more with your red card. Well, one thing that you might not think about on Black Friday, but I'm going to just say movies in general. Some of the newest movies, like I just saw the newest Jurassic World. It's like $4 on Black Friday at Walmart. Kohl's had one of the Instant Pot pressure cookers for like $69.99. TV deals are huge. Best Buy notoriously has some great deals. Toshiba 43-inch 4K TV for less than $130.
And this is on Black Friday?
That's on Black Friday.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that'll be available online too. If you plan to shop online, actually, starting tonight is usually the biggest night of the year for Kohl's. So here's what you're going to want to do. You're going to want to get cozy with Kohl's at about 9 o'clock because what they do is they release all of their early bird specials.
Okay.
So tonight. So I'm not going to sleep tonight, but it's okay. I won't be sleeping.
You literally stay up searching for deals. I love it. I'm thinking it's safe to say that you don't necessarily have to go out on Black Friday to shop. You will get deals if you do go, but you don't necessarily have to go. You can probably find it online.
Absolutely.
All right. What's the most important tip you can give our listeners today about saving money?
The most important tip I think you need to keep in mind is just that this is really a shopper's market. And I don't think that you have to settle for a price that, you know, might seem a little high. I think you're just going to have so much variety and you're going to have so many stores and sales all the way up to about 2 weeks before Christmas to really choose from.
Devin, thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you so much for having me.
Don't forget to check out Devin Weaver's website. It's mamacheaps.com. She's also on social media.
I am at Mama Cheaps.
Well, that was an information-filled show. I hope you enjoyed the healthier Thanksgiving options that Jessica offered up and all of the suggestions that Devin gave us about Black Friday. Have a very happy Thanksgiving this coming Thursday. Stay safe and enjoy your Black Friday shopping, whether you're going out to shop or you're staying home and doing it online. I'm Kathy Romano. Have a great rest of your weekend.
This has been Her Story with Kathy Romano. Her Story is produced by WBEN-FM in Philadelphia and airs weekly or on demand on your mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.